start to think we're good enough. To think we're good enough. To think we're good, we might just start to think we're cruel enough.
Oh, what the fuck's this here? Hello, why is this not plugged in? Great. All right. Oh, excuse me. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And my name's Anita B, and my headphones are not working. And that's okay. It is 6:39 or so. And yeah, let me tell you a little bit about my evening. Or my day, let me tell you. So first of all, before I do, though, the show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where Canadian music is played every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And we just heard a local band, The Parlor Steps. The name of the song is As the World Turned Out, and you can find that song on their most recent album from like a year and a half ago or so, 2 years ago, called The Hidden Names. All right, there you go. Now, there was like a minute or two of dead air there. Not quite. But the reason why that happened is because I am hooked up to this contraption. And it's very strange. First of all, my doctor thinks I might have high blood pressure. And every single time I go into her office to get my blood pressure checked, it turns out to be high. So she tells me go to like Shoppers Drug Mart or to like the local drug store and stick your hand in the cuff and, you know, you can get it checked as well. So every time I get my blood pressure checked, it's always like, it's the right blood pressure. It's what it should be. So long story short is, my doctor thinks I might have something called white coat syndrome, which means every single time I go into her office to get my blood pressure checked, I get really anxious and nervous. And what it does is it shoots my blood pressure up into the stratosphere. So I am now wearing today for a 24-hour period something called a blood pressure monitor, which is this weird thing, and it's strapped, there's like this box strapped around my waist with like a kind of hosey tubey thing that goes into a cuff that's around my arm, and I have to wear this thing for 24 hours. And so what happens is that Every 20 minutes, this is bizarre. Every 20 minutes, it'll beep at me and it tells me that I need to stop talking. I need to stop walking. I need to stop doing what I'm doing and sit down, and I need to like put my arm in a certain position, and then it will start pumping up that the cuff that measures your blood pressure. And it beeped just as I was about to go on air. And I'm like, oh, I can't talk. So I had to sit there and had to wait for it to pump itself up. And then I had to wait for it to pump itself back down again and all that. And there you go. So let's just see. I guess I'll find out soon enough whether or not I truly have high blood pressure. Who knows? Who knows? I don't know. But I will tell you, that's what happens when you turn 41. That's how old I am. Yes. Yes, since the last time I did my show, which was on August 31st, because today is September 14th, I have turned 41. And it is what it is. Is it good? Is it bad? I don't know. I guess the kinds of sort of joys that, you know, go along with it are things such as high blood pressure. I don't know. Maybe it's because I have kids. Maybe because I'm a teacher. Maybe it's because, I don't know. We'll see. So... And you know, I was thinking about on my way here as I'm rushing over because my husband was late from work and et cetera. So I was barely here on time. I was thinking about my favorite year, and I think my favorite year, it's definitively, it is 1996. 1996 is the year that I moved. Well, it was actually the year that I had turned 26. And at the age of 26 was when I moved to Vancouver. So I moved to Vancouver early 97. But the year 1996 holds some awesome memories musically. That's what I'm thinking. So really good music on every single level as far as I'm concerned. So as I was driving here in my car, I was thinking, I miss 1996. And what comes on as I was listening to the radio was Beck. Remember Beck? Remember good old Beck with the song Loser Baby? You know that song? Yeah, so it was just kind of like, oh, I miss being 26. I really do. But anyways, let's see if I can find something from 19... How about we listen to something from 1997? So this album is Plum Tree. And it is Predicts the Future. So it's Plum Tree, Predicts the Future. These are some lovely girls who are no longer girls at all. But at the time, back in 97, they must have been about 20. Yeah. And out of Halifax, four of them. And these guys were sort of, they were riding that whole Halifax pop scene, music scene in the 90s. They were toward the end, they were really young. They were just babies at the time, really. I think teenagers, as were Thresh Hermit at the time. They were like sort of the teenage boy band, and Plum Tree were the teenage girl band. So let's hear the song. Let's hear the song. The Game's Over. That's what we'll hear. So if I can figure this CD player out. Yeah, I can do that. Alrighty. This here is Plum Tree, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. So many people choose to give themselves up to defeat before the game's over. You're looking deep detached. You have a feeling that standing in the bathroom will show me.
up her arms just to feel complete. She's a speed freak.
Up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Alrighty, folks, I am back, and I think I am free of technical glitches. I think we're good. All right, my name's Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And let's see, I was reminiscing. I was going back to when I was 26. Yes, so that the year was 1997 and 1996, because my birthday is toward the end of the year. It's September 5th. So, yes, I decided to just go back into the memory vault and just play some guilty stuff, guilty pleasure. So I played some Pure with the song Anna from their 1996 album. Oh, there was my blood pressure monitor. Now I have to be quiet. Okay, how about I play this UBC ad again one more time? Here we go.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Did we all hear that beep? That means I can talk. Okay. So those people, like, this is just so ridiculous. I'll just really quickly recap that I'm wearing a blood pressure monitor because I'm 41. And it's like a 24-hour thing that's strapped to my body. It's, yeah. And then, so every 20 minutes, I have to stop whatever I'm doing and I need to sit down and have my arm in a relaxed position with my palm up, preferably. And then this cuff on my arm will just start pumping up, right? And like, it feels like your arm's getting, you know, strangled, you know, that feeling, right? So just as I started talking, that's when I needed to stop for medical reasons. Okay. That's okay. So let's rewind. Pure. Yeah. 1996, that album, it is called Generation Six Pack. Anna, love that song. You know what I like about it? I like the guitar sounds. I think it's got some of the best guitar sounds of all. Yes, I do. All right, there we go. All right, before Pierre, we heard from the same year, 1996, we heard Mint Records' band, Duotang. This is a band who hailed from Winnipeg, who are no longer. Now, Duotang, duo, is your sort of prefix, or it could be a root word, I suppose. means two, as we all know. And that was in reference to their setup. There were just two of them, and a bass player and a drummer. And the song we heard was called The Message from the Mint Records, Raise the Ships. So hold on. Is it Sink the Ships and Raise the Beams? Let's see. Smash the Ships and Raise the Beams. There we go. And then that set was kicked off by Plumtree from their 1997 album, Predicts the Future. We heard The Game's Over. All right, it is almost 7 o'clock. It's getting on to 7, and I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock. Now, what do I have coming up next? Oh, this is what I have. This is exciting. By the way, this show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, is a Canadian music show, so you shall be only hearing Canadian music. And yeah, so keep listening. All right, this is super exciting. The local band Safety Show has a new album out. It's called Oh Burrow. Now it's O'Burro. Now, burro, I do believe, is Spanish for, well, donkey or mule. So, and it's got one of the above on it. It's got like an animal that looks like it's either a donkey or a mule. I know they just recently played, I think it was their CD release party just the other week. So anyways, let's hear something from this new album. Now, the Safety Show is comprised of Shane Phillipson, Sean Bristow, Katie Lappy, and Joe Schmeld. Now, there's four of them, and what can I tell you about them? Well, they've been in different bands previous to this. So let's see. Shane and Sean made up the band Robosexuals. Now I'm trying to think. I think Joe was on drums in that as well. And Katie was in a band called, way back when, Operation Makeout. And then she was in a band called Kedo. Yes. And these guys are really awesome. Okay, so let's see what we got here. All right. So they have, how many songs are on here? Let me tell you. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good for them. A full, if not an EP, it's a LP. Long playing. It's a 10-song release. And let's see the label. This is all news to me. Okay, so it looks like it has been recorded by themselves. Put out by themselves. So good for them. And by the way, this was recorded, mixed, and mastered by Jesse. Good old Jesse Gander. Everyone knows Jesse. He's awesome. At the Hive Studios in Burnaby. So the Hive is where it's happening, people. There's a buzz of activity down at the Hive. All right. I'm going to stop talking. All right. Let's see. Let's hear. Usually people put the best song first. So why don't we go with that? The first song is called Atlas. So if these guys are smart, this should be one of the better ones. This is Atlas. This is by The Safety Show, local band. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Go up! You bought it. we sit and watch the fallen turn to earth. Quietly as autumn comes, the days are getting shorter one by one. Waiting here for you, spinning on a shelf. I'm wasting my time waiting for myself. To hide my hands behind my back, my fingertips, they hold a secret. I have to hold it lightly though, be very careful not to break it. Go move along. When I'm fast asleep, it flutters in my palm, and by the time I wake up, it has gone.
Thank you.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I really love that song. That right there is something from a band called Quest for Fire. Now, Quest for Fire, there's two of the guys who wrote... So it's a band that rose from the ashes of the Deadly Snakes. It was two of those guys. Based out of Toronto. And this album was released 1 year ago. It's called Lights from Paradise. And the song we heard, let me just double check here, is called, it's song number six. This is my problem with this here. So song number six, and it's the song titles are actually written only on the actual physical CD. So let me pull it out and tell you what song that was called. That is Psychic Seasons. That's what that's called. So let me type that in. Psychic, P-S-Y-C-H. Okay, I'll just stop right there. Okay, so Psychic Seasons. I like these guys a lot. All right. And then before Quest for Fire, we heard something from Victorian, if you will. So she's from Victoria, from the island. Catherine Calder. The song is Slip Away from the album that was released about a year ago called Are You My Mother? And that's, the album was written in her mother's sort of last, I guess, months as a patient of Lou Gehrig's disease, yes, which is really kind of sad and haunting. And it's beautiful. She's got a beautiful voice, Catherine Calder. And yeah. All right. Now, before Catherine Calder, we heard local band Apollo Ghosts. And we heard the song Validation. That is from a compilation we have here at the station. It's called CITR Pop Alliance Volume 2. And yeah, alrighty. That's what we heard. It is now 7:23-ish, 7:22-ish. And my name is Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And Canadian music is the ticket. That is what is going on here. Let's see. It's the school year. I'm back at school. I'm a high school teacher. Yes, I am. And I've got a whole whack of grade 9 classes. And I like my grade 9s. I really like teaching grade 9. It's kind of a fun grade to teach. Because they're kind of sort of getting... Like, they're most of them are 14, right? And it's a funny year. Like, they're kind of teenagers, but some of them are kind of still a little awkward from that kind of in-between awkward stage, right? Between, like, 11 and... They're at the end of that awkward stage, but they can be pretty bright kids, too. Like, 14, your brain is starting to really be able to critically think, at least. So, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. So far, I like my grade 9s. I'm also teaching a batch of grade 8s, and they're just cute. Way too cute. Way too cute. I teach this kid named Charlie. I won't tell you his last name, but I love Charlie. He's just so precious. Little Charlie. Let's see. And then I teach one class of grade 12s. And my grade 12s are actually shockingly good. And I say that because I taught a class of grade 12s last year. And they were awful. They're like, oh. I actually quite disliked going for those 75 minutes every 2 days. I'd be like, oh no. And my neighbor had a class like that. My neighbor teacher, won't tell you his name. Let's just call him Mr. D. And we had sort of similar circumstances. It wasn't the same group of students, but we would always be like, oh no, it's this class. But I guess they all grow up, don't they? And they move on. And hey, some of those students who have now graduated are now maybe here at UBC. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Because that's where I'm at. I'm at CITR 101.9 FM, which is on the campus of UBC. Yes, it is. So everything's kind of, there's lots of activity here. You know, it's September 14th, I do believe. Yes, it's Wednesday, September 14th. Sort of in the throes of the new school year. Alrighty. Now... we just heard the Deadly Snakes. No, we didn't. We heard Quest for Fire, and we are going to hear, that's what we're going to move on over into. We're going to move on over into. We're going to hear something from the Deadly Snakes. So this is a band from Toronto, and the last song I played from Quest for Fire, this is the band prior to Quest for Fire, as I mentioned, who have since broken up. And these guys, there was a lot of them. I want to say there was like seven of them. something like that. And they played all kinds of instruments. If I remember correctly, I saw them in Toronto at the way back when. I think maybe there was a trumpet player. I want to say almost a trombone player. There could have been, but there was just a whole whack of them. Lead singer, he was really just had tons of charisma and he was really cool. Kind of cute. Yeah. Cute boy alert. There you go. So I wonder what he's up to. Well, I guess I'm married, so. All right, so let's just hear the song I want to play. Now, the song I'm going to play us is from their 2005 album called Porcella. We're going to hear the song Gore Vale. This is a good one. I like it. This right here is The Deadly Sinks, and you are listening to CITR.
If I go veil,
101.9 FM.
Mind, I could turn to reality. I would leave you behind, put you far away from me. Through this veil, I would find I could see my mortality. I could see it stare back at me. I could see him point laugh at me. I've been lost all my life. Now I've found what's meant for me. On the edge of a knife is a calm simplicity. In the storm and the strife, there's a moment's clarity. When the quivering frailty now is all but fled from me. Today I saw an apple in my head, and there was blood on my hands. Well, everything was fire engine red, and all the gutter kitchens sang. Ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba. Just as a point of departure, could this veil grow wings and fly? But the truth that I harbor has no veil to make you cry. What a shame, there is no cure for a fear of things that die. For the need to tell a lie, for a dryness in the eye. Today I saw an apple in my head, and there was blood on my hands. Well, everything was fire engine red, and all the black gods they sang. Ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba. What am I for? What am I for? If not to lie among the palms. What am I for? What am I for? If not to sing another song. What am I for? What am I for? If not to paint the walls with.
Bye. your midweek Roots Music Fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of Roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
From 2008, that is the D'Urbervilles with the song We Are the Hunters. That comes off of the album by the same name. I love the D'Urbervilles. And the D'Urbervilles are a band who, a couple of the guys originate from Oshawa. So just sort of the next main city east of Toronto on Lake Erie, or sorry, Lake Ontario. And then these guys hooked up at the University of Guelph. So a couple of guys were from, were buddies from their hometown of Oshawa. They go to the University of Guelph, which is my alma mater, by the way. I am a Guelph Griffin. Yes, I am. I'll even tell you that I graduated in 1993 from the University of Guelph with a degree in geography, people. Yes, yes, I did. So, yeah, so then they were sort of based, they're based out of Guelph, though. They're all Guelph students. And now John O'Regan, or O'Regan, I'm not exactly sure how you pronounce it. I think he just goes by John O, the lead singer. He is in a band that I do play a fair amount, but actually it seems like we may have lost the CD here at CITR. That band is Diamond Rings. And so the D'Urbervilles apparently are still together, but John O has done a side project, if you will, called Diamond Rings. And that record is really good. That's like more of a disco, full-on sort of disco record. Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, alrighty. Now let's see what else we listen to. Oh, yeah, before the D'Urbervilles, we heard from Calgary, Chad Van Galen, with the song Replace Me from his new Sub Pop album, Diaper Island. And from 2005, we heard the Deadly Snakes from their album, Porcella. The song was Gore Vail. There you go. My name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and the focus here is on Canadian music. Yes, it is. We have about 20 minutes left, and Val should be coming in. That's Val Cormier. Her show is called Folk Oasis. She's here from 8 until 10, and I don't see her, so let's, fingers crossed, everything's all good. She's probably here, actually. She has a tendency to come really early and just sort of squirrel herself away in a room and work on something. And then keep listening, because at 10 begins the show Sexy in Van City, which is hosted by Caroline M. And it goes until 11. So from 10 to 11, you get a show about sex. Who doesn't want to listen to that? I mean, really. It'll get you all hot and heavy. Yes. Alrighty. Okay. Now let's see. What do we have next? Okay. We have something from a local band. It's new. The band is Sun Wizard. And you know what's annoying? I've heard two times now, like including CBC. Now CBC is sort of like, hey, there's Val. Val Cormier is in the house. Hey. Yes, she is. Yahoo! So 18 more minutes, you get Val. You get some Val action. 17 minutes or so. Anyways, Sun Wizard. Now these guys, I've heard all, like other people on the radio refer to them as Sun Wizards. No, not a plural. It's a singular. It's Sun Wizard. They have a new album out. It's called Positively Fourth Avenue. And we're going to hear something from this record. Let's see. Let's hear the song. How about Middle of... I'll tell you the names of the songs. We've got World's Got a Handle. I play that one a lot. Safe and Sound. Middle of My Heart. Sour Note. Too Much on Your Mind, Sick of Waiting, little Less in Control. That's kind of how my life is, Little Less in Control. There we go. Let's do that one. Song 7. This here is Sun Wizard. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And stood on the sidewalk, smoking on a cigarette. That right there, of course, was Sun Wizard, and we have about 15 minutes until Val comes on. We were just discussing how both of us, we have so much in common. Now, Val just had her birthday, by the way. Maybe I shouldn't tell all of you guys that, and so did I. So we're both Virgos. Her birthday is September 11th, mine's September 5th, and she was telling me she has also been hooked up to this blood pressure monitor, which is what I am currently hooked up to, by the way. I've got this wacky thing on, and every, like, it has, it's, so you walk around, or you live, exist for 24 hours with this cuff on your arm, with, like, this, like, what do you put on, like, a tube coming out of it, that's then strapped to your body, and then you have to sleep with it on, so that should be fun tonight, shouldn't it? All right. So, like I said, Sun Wizard, I'm just typing that in as I do this. All right, so let's move on. Let's move on. First of all, let's find out what the weather's like. How does that sound? Let's find out what we in Vancouver have in store for us weather-wise. And there we go. Currently in the city of Vancouver, it is 17 degrees. So it's 17 degrees and it's partly cloudy. And yeah, it seems really muggy to me. And it does. It says relative humidity 88%. Like, all day, and, like, for the past few days, I've just been feeling really bleh. Like, I don't know, just muggy. It's not really hot. Do you feel do you feel like it's really humid, too, Val?
A little.
Oh, yeah, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's my high blood pressure. I don't know.
No, it's sticky.
Maybe it's hot flashes. I don't know. All right. It's like the elderly lady shows. Here we go. Wednesday night. All right. Okay. Current weather, 17 degrees. So tonight is only Wednesday night. That's it. Jinkies. We got a long time till the weekend. It's been a long week already. All right. So the low tonight is 14 degrees. It will be cloudy with showers, which is good for my garden. So that's good. Thursday. Tomorrow is Thursday. Now, we should be having some cloudiness and showers in the morning. And then in the afternoon, it shows sun. However, with isolated showers, so we'll see. With a high of 18. So tomorrow should be a high of 18. And then Friday has listed here a high of 17 with isolated showers, but mostly sunny. So here we go. Let's go back here. We got, like, all right. To recap, Thursday high of 18, Friday high of 17, Saturday high of 17, and Sunday high of 16. And that's when the rain will come back. So, well, according to this thing, it looks like it's rainy on Sunday. Now, it looks like we are slipping into fall. It looks like it's official. I don't know. I mean, it is. It is what it is. We are changing seasons. Why do I sound so surprised? All right. I guess we're heading into hoodie weather. That's how I like to think of it. So just carry a hoodie around with you wherever you go, and you should be fine. All right. Now I'm going to play something here. I don't know. I might regret it. I don't know. I'm going to listen to Little Sloan. Sloan have a new album out, and it's called The Double Cross. So let's listen to it. It's actually not that bad. I there was sort of the early days of Sloan, like Sloan Part 1, if you will, Sloan Chapter 1, Volume 1, and then Sloan Volume 2. Now, I'm a big fan of Volume 1. I mean, I can say safely that early Sloan, like the first half of the career from let's see, Sloan started out in, I think, 92, and then up until 96. My favorite band of all time. One of the top three. Love, 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 love that band. And then 97 and beyond, just didn't really hit it for me. However, this album is, I think, it's better than some of the sort of middle stuff there. So let's listen to something from it. Let's listen to, let's see, track. You can see I'm so organized here. Yeah, that's how life here is at Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's just kind of chill. Now, I'm turning all of the songs around, as you can do, right, on CDs, right? You just flip around. And all the songs on this album are incredibly short. Like, check this out. It goes, first song, okay, that seems to be the longest, with 2 minutes and 56 seconds. Then we've got, like, 218, except for 415. Then we got 203. Oh, that one. 201, 157. All right, maybe it's a concept album. 122. Look at that. Let's listen to a longer one. Yeah, I could use a break. It's blood pressure time, so maybe, who knows, I might just get my little cuff pumping up there. So I don't want to get all stressed out. So, okay, here we go. This here is the High Blood Pressure Show with Anita B. Actually, Sam Scranch's Hideaway. Sloan. The band is Sloan. The album is The Double Cross. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Vancouver, and the song is Unkind.
Sometimes, and be so kind. Sometimes, why you have to be?
discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your friends of CITR Card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Brittany!
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Xtina!
What a